around. And I'm like, well, that doesn't help anybody because I'm still in the way. So he turns his car around and goes back to blocking me in the same way, just the opposite direction. And then he's taken a while. He's taken a while. And I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew I was taking a risk, but I got out of the car.
Why
Andrew,
would you do that,
oh,
though?
No.
I got out, of the car. Because
bad decision.
Because he should let me move 1 inch to the right so that other people who live in this dang building can get in there.
I disagree with that. I agree with that. But if he told you, don't move, stay
here. Oh, you
here.
Make me nervous.
Yes. I had expired tags. I didn't run a red light.
No, it doesn't matter. What he said
was swerving recklessly.
Stay where you are. Do not get out of the car.
So you do get out of the car.
So I do get out of the car.
Oh, my goodness.
I do get out of the car, and I start walking, and I have my hands up, and I walk around to the side of the car where you can see me. My hands are up.
You mean on the other side of the cop car?
No. So my car is here in the gate, and his car is over here. And so I get out and kind of walk to here.
It's awesome for visuals for me, and the audience has no idea what you're talking about.
I know.
That's
good.
It helped me.
I'm trying to describe as best as I can. But the cop is away from me. I'm not approaching the cop. I'm not near the cop.
Okay.
You're by your car.
I'm not running up on the cop or anything. I'm by my car. So I get out. My hands are up. It's clear I am no threat.
Yes.
As if he thought I was in the first place. And then he jumps out of his car, and he's like, get in that car. I told you to stay in that car. Don't move. I told you not to move. What are you doing getting out of the car? And I'm like, I gotta move this car, man. I gotta move it. Just help me to help myself here. We're not doing anybody any favors by sitting here.
I don't understand why that would be unreasonable for him to move up. It's just like I've seen people do it. If there's not a lot of room to pull over on the side of the road, you pull into a parking lot or something.
Devil's
like that,
advocate.
Right?
He would have to pay to park. He would get in.
I'm not saying he should have followed Andrew in. He should have allowed him to pull up right by the.
Yeah,
he had my driver's license is the thing. It's not like I'm trying to skirt out of there and take off and burn rubber. He had my driver's license. So I'm telling him, you know, I got to move this car. And he says, I don't care. You don't have to do anything, but get back in that car. And he's screaming at me. And I'm like, fine. But the thing that struck me about him was that he seemed very, very on it. Then he, a few minutes later, you know, came up and said,
you're fine.
Yeah. Well, he said, here's your ticket. You know, go get out of here. And I was like, well, I'm just going right up here. So what I felt he was very on edge, which is understandable.
Yes.
Because of the climate right now.
Yes.
I understand that. But the way that I felt is that if you are going to be that level, if you're going to be a level 8 on the twitchy aggressive scale, when you pull somebody over for an out-of-state 6 month or 9 months expired license plate tag, why are you pulling someone over for that in the first place?
Because it's illegal.
Well, a couple observations, all right? One, that's a long time to not get a tag, and I'm not going to criticize because I've had the same thing, and I'm just being honest with you, okay? So it's not like he pulled you over for something
days.
That expired in January.
Right.
He's like, wait, this guy. Now, I will make the case that those type of traffic stops aren't completely unwarranted because if you don't have insurance and then you hit me, that becomes an issue.
That's one observation.
Second observation, cops shouldn't have pulled you over anyway because it's kind of ridiculous. And why in the world, given what we've seen in the media, given the climate that we're in right now, we know what police are up against. In this city, probably more than a lot, just because of the history of everything that's happened here post-Ferguson. Obviously, that was in the county, but still. Why would you come in so hot like that? It doesn't make any sense. Now, I asked you this question. I said, was this guy young? And you say he wasn't like a 20-something, right?
I would put him in his 40s, probably. He definitely wasn't a young guy. And he wasn't like a little guy either. We see the kind of little guy thing they say, you know, with He was a huge dude.
I've only been pulled over a handful of times. I really have. But I've never had a cop that's been aggressive like that.
I haven't either. Yeah. Well, I did have one time. I had a... I got pulled over once on suspicion. I was suspected of doing something wrong when I wasn't. This is when I was a teenager. And I remember very clearly I had, either of you watch The Simpsons ever?
Yes.
Of course.
So you know Duff Beer, the beer company that Homer drinks. I had a deck of Simpsons playing cards that I'd gotten for Christmas, and it was in a Duff Beer container. And so I had that in my back seat. And so when he pulled me over, he was like, oh, beer, huh? And I was like, oh no, it's a, and he did kind of the same thing. I was like, no, it's a, it's a toy. It's got playing cards in it. So I reached for it and he's like, don't you touch that.
Now, you understand.
And then he made me get out of the car and searched my entire car for and drugs, which is so funny because even after he had already seen, I was like, open the can. It's got a Joker in the shape of Krusty the Clown.
But you understand, of course, that they just want to be obeyed. And I think Mark was right about the 9 months expiration. That says you may not be insured. I get that.
But that's the interesting part, is that then he didn't check my insurance. Because he said, I need to see your insurance. I said, it's on my phone.
Yeah,
it's
that
online.
Doesn't make any sense.
I can get it if you need it. And he said, whatever, I don't
care.
By the
way, that whole thing with the insurance card is annoying as hell.
Well,
because I never put him in my stupid glove compartment, and then you can get him on your phone now, which makes it
easier. Well, Andrew's up to date. He's all got it on his phone. But here's what's interesting to me, that I just think that they want to be obeyed. You do what they say. If they say stay in the car, even if it's kind of nuts that you're pulling into the garage and blocking it. Was there a lineup behind you of people trying to get in?
There were people driving by. They weren't lining up, but they were driving by, clearly needing to get in, seeing that they couldn't. And just keeping going and saying, I guess I'll circle around until I find it.
Andrew just didn't want to see him get arrested and cuffed and tossed in the hoose cow. I think that was part of it.
But part of it, I get what you're saying about the need to be, they want to be obeyed.
Yeah.
But I want to be treated with respect.
Well, listen, I get that, but I think they have dealt with so...
Get your damn tax done,
man. I was going to say, first of all, you're breaking the law. But second of all, I think they just deal with that no-nonsense so that you will... just do it, and they don't have to mess around. And think what has happened when they don't.
Yeah.
I think they probably have way too many experiences of things going bad that shouldn't.
All right, well, we'll do this for Cut of the Day.
Stand by. Playback ready. Now, the Audio Cut of the Day.
Every once in a while, we do an Audio Cut of the Week, and please help me remember this one, because this may be our Audio Cut of the Week when you think about how horrendous and horrific this is.
The limit is 40 and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's
license? One of the things that I love about her, the black professor who calls him a murderer and says that he's a Mexican racist because she was pulled over, is that this is someone who is a progressive member of academia that, you know, criticizes hate from the other side. And gosh, that seemed like a lot of hate there in that little traffic stop, right? There you go. That's your Audio Cut of the Day. We're back tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 97.1 FM Talk. Have a great night.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.